And Leanne, quite beautiful and I should say very unique, and unique for a Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra season is underway now, and some really cool and unique and different things going on here in 2015. How'd this come about, and give us a little bit of a cliff notes on what to expect?
Sure. Well, this came about from years of planning and researching over the last 2 years, actually. Lots of surveying of audience members, of our patron base and of our donors, of the community, to see how we might best make a name for ourselves in a community that is very arts saturated. And we found that there was a break in the arts programming and kind of what you would call the typical arts season, which runs from fall to spring. And then you have, you know, the summer pops, and then there's nothing happening for several weeks before the fall starts up again. So we actually did a lot of researching with our musicians to make sure that that was going to work in their schedules and to make sure that we could get into the venues that we wanted to get into and kind of fit into this niche where we can actually take a more active and vibrant role in the community than we may have been able to in the past. And I'm very happy to say that that is working very well.
Some events have already happened. What's still to come?
Well, this Thursday, you still have a chance to check out a very cool chamber crawl performance, which is one of our series that we're doing. And we like to say that it is for the Libation Persuasion. So this is actually taking place at the Cabaret at Below Zero this Thursday at 8 o'clock. It is curated by Roger Klug. He's a local rock guitarist and a Beatles aficionado. And he actually arranged music for string quartet with guitar. And he's going to be leading that as a performance curator and teaching you all about the history and facts you never knew about your favorite Beatles music in a very different and intimate venue. He likes to say that this is the original rock band, the string quartet. So he's going to have a lot of fun with that. And we're really excited with the response that we've received from our small ensemble series. And one of those is the A Little Afternoon Musique series. This Sunday, we have two performances that are sold out, actually, for Unwind with Woodwinds. It's going to be at Unwind Wine Bar in Hyde Park. Going to be a lovely afternoon there. And we also have next Tuesday a sold-out performance of All About That Bass, which is our finale chamber crawl performance. It's going to be at Scene Ultra Lounge at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. And as I did say, that is sold out, but it does feature our soloist for the finale concert, Dashun Zhang, on double bass. And then our finale performance for the festival is on Thursday, September 3rd. It's at the School for Creative and Performing Arts, our main home venue, and we're really excited to have Dashun Zhang join us as well that evening, and along with violinist Cholyoung Lin. And he is going to be actually doing the Mozart Violin Concerto No. 4, and then they are going to be joining together to do kind of a rarely heard duo concertant, grand duo concertant, which is by Bottazzini. So we're really excited about that finale. It's meant to showcase the virtuosity of all of our musicians.
One that you didn't mention that is coming up this coming Saturday evening at the theater at SCPA, the beautiful theater, SCPA downtown, features the Faux Frenchman.
Yes.
What's on the program that night?
A lot. We have a very wide variety of programming. We are kind of saying we're taking you on a trip around Europe. We start off the evening in Prague. We have Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Symphony No. 38. It's going to be very beautiful. And then we're going to sandwich right in the middle this amazing music with the Faux Frenchmen. They've actually arranged themselves, and I can't wait to have them tell you all about what that was like. And then the finale performance that evening is Beethoven Symphony No. 1. And that is actually conducted by a guest conductor, Karina Kanellakis. She is an up-and-coming rising star in the female conducting world. She actually just had a tremendous debut with the LA Chamber Orchestra. We are so excited to have her here with us.
Faux Frenchman, a quartet. Of course, Brian Lovely is not able to be with us tonight, but George Cunningham and Paul Patterson and Don Aaron are here with us, and I can't wait to hear it either. We kind of were getting little snippets, little tidbits about what's been going on. I don't know when this quartet got underway that you'd ever envisioned playing with a full orchestra. But I'm glad it's come about. George, I'm going to start with you. What were your thoughts when you were first approached?
They were all over the place. First thing I did was call Paul and say, listen, this could happen. What do you think? And it took us, I think we talked about it for probably a week before we decided we really were sure that this would be a good fit for us and that, you know, our music would work in that context. It took us a while to kind of talk about it. But once we kind of started getting into it, it was very clear that this is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, there are a number of arrangers involved in these original tunes of yours. Faux Frenchman, for those of you who aren't that familiar with, are kind of styled after the hot club of France, the Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli, gypsy jazz sort of thing. And I wonder if we could just hear a little bit of what they've contributed. It's a Mozart piece from our most recent benefit CD called Radio Mozart. And that piece from Radio Mozart, which has, by the way, raised tens of thousands of dollars for WVXU and WGUC, was arranged by Paul Patterson, originally a piano piece, but Paul brought it into the gypsy jazz genre and did a great, great job. Paul, tell just a little bit about what that was about.
Well, when you approached me for choosing something from Mozart, that was the only piece that I could think of that would fit, and it was... took 15 minutes to figure out what I was going to do. I think it's really good to give that Turkish march a little bit of a slower, swingier treatment. And when you go on YouTube, for instance, and listen to this jazzed up version of that piece and this person playing on piano, this person playing on violin, they all play it very fast. And I don't think it gets the flavor. So that was how I... approached it, and everything fell into place.
Don Aaron's with us as well. We're going to talk to Don in just a moment. But Paul, while we're talking with you, you arranged two of these Faux Frenchman two originals for the show.
Yeah, that was like getting two term papers. At my over 50 age, it was like high school all over again. It was horrible. But I really got into it ultimately in the end. And when I played the virtual orchestra playback to my wife, and she was charmed,
bingo.
I was very, very happy.
True test. Speaking of wives, Daisy's Waltz is your piece.
Yeah, that's right, which Paul arranged.
Was Daisy charmed? Or has she heard it yet?
She hasn't really heard it yet. I'm kind of saving the good stuff for the show, you know. Mm-hmm.
And Don, what piece have you chosen and your arranger?
My piece is called Edna's Knot. It's another wifely reference. And it was a real honor just to be invited to work with the orchestra. And at first, I had no idea how I could get my piece arranged. And then I realized I knew an amazing musician and Grammy-winning arranger in Bill Cunliffe in Los Angeles. Gave him a call. He said he'd love to do it. And he wrote a wonderful arrangement for me.
For Edna's Knot.
For Edna's Knot.
And Brian Lovely, who is not here with us, arranged his own tune as well for full orchestra.
Yeah, Brian and I kind of chose to buy some music software and bounce off ideas off of one another using our iPads and things. And Brian really did a beautiful job on his more contemporary sounding composition called Trading Knickknacks for Macaws. It's got a literary reference. Actually, it looks like in the end, there's a nice kind of like rhythm to these four pieces being presented. Brian's piece is, you know, going to be the finale, and it's a pretty big orchestration. And the beginning piece we're going to do is Don's big orchestration by his friend Bill Cunliffe. And then in the middle, slightly more intimate orchestrations by this young orchestrator myself.
And as on the Radio Mozart record, you're kind of surrounded by a lot of classical pieces done just the way they were written. And then here comes your swinging Turkish march. At this particular program coming up this Saturday night at SCPA, you're sandwiched between Mozart, the Prague Symphony, and the Beethoven Symphony in C, the First Symphony. So it's going to be a wonderful evening. It's going to be a great evening. And before we quit, I want to make mention of the fact, too, something that we started, if I'm not mistaken, it's been about a decade, 10 years ago or so. We're going to continue in a different venue come January for...
I can't wait.
For Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli's birthday. At least that's the excuse we gave it originally. I guess we can keep that going. Sometime in mid-January, we're going to do it once again, and it's going to be here on WVXU about middle of January. I'm thinking maybe the 19th, if that's a Sunday evening.
Sounds great.
And we'll continue that tradition. Gentlemen, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Leanne, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Vogt Richmond, along with the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra, this coming Saturday evening in the Corbett Theater at SCPA downtown. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.